Where does the fire and the diamond come from? Where does the life and the love in me come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We talk about the fire that appears in the diamond and the stone. It's not hot, but yet this light, this brilliance, this glory that is at the very core of the diamond. If the diamond is polished properly and faceted properly, the diamond flashes out. Now, not all diamonds are properly cored and properly polished and properly made in their preparation so that they display that diamond, but some are. Now, some are properly faceted by the jeweler who knows exactly what he's doing. He's a very high-class, high-priced jeweler who has been there and done that, and he knows how to get the best out of every diamond, like a Michelangelo and like a Leonardo da Vinci, who know how to get the best out of their canvas and out of their sculpturing. They know how to bring out the beauty that's in there. A blank canvas. And they paint on that blank canvas a masterpiece. And you look at it and you just tingle and feel in delight as looking at it. Well, it took a little bit of effort, perhaps, to find that sparkle, that diamond, that fire within the diamond and bring it out. But it's there. It's there. Within each one of us is that fire, is that sparkle. And that fire and sparkle is hidden. And it's hidden, and we have facets to shine out that sparkle, that fire, that diamond fire that is in us. We have facets to shine it out, and those facets are called things like life, like love. How do I live my life? Do I live my life as a bright, sparkling expression of goodness? Is my charisma so delightful, so charming, so overwhelming that I just am so happy I'm a bubble all the time? And you say, well, who needs a bubble all the time? I do. I do. Who needs a laugh all the time? I do. Who needs a love all the time? I do. Who is a laugh, a love, a life all the time? Me. I live in that expression of happiness and wholeness and right action and peace and truth. Wow! And I live in it because I like me. Because I know something you don't know. What's that? I have a sparkle in me. You got a sparkle in you? What's that sparkle in you? Well, that sparkle is my fire in my diamond. That's the life of me. That's the dynamics of me. That's what makes me me. And I'm letting it out. I'm not hiding it. What do you mean hiding it? Well, you hide it when you do not prepare yourself to let it out. You do not polish yourself to let it out. I like me, I like me, I like me. That's the best polishing cloth we could ever have in our life. And we rub that over our diamond, over ourselves. And we put our fingers over the exterior of our body and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And our cells jump for joy as they say, great, I like to be in a body that likes itself, that expresses itself so fantastically and so joyously. Boy, oh boy, I like that. And then you take your hands and you gently put them over your eyes. As they say, you sort of put your hands over your eyes and over your face and over your being and say, I like me. I like me. I am the ideal eye. I am the ideal face. I am the ideal everything. My complexion is glorious. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. And then as we do this, that inner fire, that inner reality, that inner perfection that we are, our original purity and integrity, piles forth, just jumps forth and leaps out of us and says, yes, 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 that's me. Let me out, let me out. I want to play, I want to play. Little children, they want to play. They don't know what they want to do, but they want to play. And they get out there and they play, and they're doing absolutely nothing of any consequence, but to them, it's the delight of their heart. To them, they're out doing what they want to do. We all want to run away and have an adventure, and we want to not settle down and be responsible. We don't want to do things that make us live like the rest of the world thinks we should live. And, you know, when all is said and done, what are we going to remember? We're going to remember when we were being ourselves and having fun. When we were off on our own adventures and off doing our own non-responsible things in this world of loving ourselves and caring for ourselves and sharing ourselves and just having fun. Well, I've only got 3 days more to live in my life. Well, if you only have 3 days more to live in your life, don't go back to your job. Go out and go dancing. Go out and find a place to walk in the park. Go rent a horse and ride a horse. I can't ride a horse. Well, learn, take a lesson. Well, I've only 3 days to live. Well, do it excitingly. Carry out whatever dream you've ever had in your life and you never did. Go do it now. But 3 days? Well, why not? Why not? Who says you can't? Well, it's not being responsible. Well, hey, I'm going to die in 3 days. What's responsible? Responsible is being the greatest love you could ever be. Go around, hug everybody, and tell everybody they're wonderful. Tell everybody you love your world. Tell everybody this is the greatest place in the world. And you know what? The doctors will be wrong. You won't live just 3 days. You'll live 3 years. You'll live 100 years. And what a way to live, being yourself and having fun. Letting that inner diamond, that inner fire that's in your diamond, that charisma, that life, that love that's you and me, let it sparkle forth and shine forth to all the world. We're not living our life for other people. We're living our life for ourselves. And let us be ourself, which is our original purity, integrity, our goodness and our happiness and our life. The diamond doesn't shine with that sparkle inside of itself for anyone else. If no one knows it's there, it doesn't care. It knows it's there, and it's enjoying it. Now, it doesn't need facets and polishing to let it out. It's in there. But the joy of its existence is in letting it out. And so you and I, as we let our inner diamond shine, as we let our life and our love and our charisma and our being shine out to all the world, then all the world says to us, "Oh, this is the place I want to be. I want to be near that guy. I want to be near that lady. I want to be near that person." They know how to live. They know how to live. And it's not that you're doing something wrong. It's that you're really very much doing something right. The fire is in the diamond. Life, love, and charisma is in you and me. Now, let it out. And as you let it out, wow, watch out, world. Here comes another shooting star soaring through the heavens of life, enjoying itself. Oh, it'll burn out. We all do one way or another and then move into another dimension. But while we're here, let our shooting star be so glorious that everyone looks in the heavens and says, "Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never, never let it go. Never, never let it go." You are the shooting star. You are the pocket. And you are the joy of life, waiting to sparkle forth more and more every day, every minute, every hour. And I'm so happy I created you in my world as my reflection of who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.